You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's X Factor After Show.
1, 2, 3. It's the
X Factor After Show. All right, everybody. We all know what that means, and that is that Bing is for doing, and we are doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. This is The X Factor, Season 2, Episode 7. Actually, this is Boot Camp, Episode 1. Yes, that's the title tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host, JC, and let's go around our table and introduce the rest of our colorful hosts.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
Hey, I'm Michelle.
First name basis, I'm Mark.
Hey, I'm Nick.
All right, and who we got there back there tonight? We got him. Is it Amir?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Amir? How you feeling, buddy?
Good, good, good.
You ready for some excitement? You ready for some X Factor-ness all over yourself?
Now we know what the X Factor is.
We got a lot of stuff going on tonight, guys. Actually, tonight basically we're going to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly, and actually. What's more nerve-wracking, the first or second audition?
Your glasses.
Are they fogging?
You guys, JC, he's looking so fine in his glasses.
I was worried. I really...
That the glasses were going to fog up, and then they did.
They fog up within 2 minutes.
Because these new yellow mics are so hot.
I know. If you
that's
guys,
true. That's so true.
Yellow cups,
true.
Yellow pick. I brought my yellow
said
pick.
It better.
Wow.
Yeah, if you guys are watching us on AfterBuzzTV.com, you know, chat roll, what's up, guys? And if you notice, we got a change to the set. We've actually got cool little yellow mics now.
Yeah.
We're a little color coordinated.
So cool.
But if you're not watching us live, make sure to tune in on iTunes, subscribe. You know, send us some comments. Let us know what you think. You know, we are super interactive. I've noticed that, you know, Mark, you've been reaching out to some of the fans as well, like on YouTube and iTunes. So we do listen to what you guys have to say. So let us know what you guys want us to change or to add. So with that said, let's get into tonight's episode. First off, overall thoughts. What do you guys think about tonight?
Action-packed.
Yes. Wow.
A little bit of everything.
They did so much in one episode. It's like, how can you really go into all the 120 people they had there? So they didn't. They just went for like 10 or whatever. But yes, action-packed.
I mean, there was no panda.
No.
I know, but they followed through on other stories. Maybe she's still in the hospital.
No, I think she was there. I saw her.
Did you see her? She was there?
Yeah.
So I guess she didn't make it, maybe.
She was there.
I think we'll see her tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow where they're going to break it down since they got rid of half the... Did they get rid of half or maybe... It felt to me like they only got rid of maybe a third.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a third. They broke it up into threes, got rid of one.
Yeah, that was a third. Yeah.
I mean, I'm no mathematician here, but...
News and math with Nick.
There was definitely a lot to digest, though, tonight. Yeah, there was they went through everyone pretty quickly. Some people got, like, 5 seconds of airtime. Some people got 30 seconds.
Got so much more.
Some people got a couple minutes.
Well, who stood out? Who was your favorites? Who'd you get?
They followed up on the stories from the beginning, which,
Of course.
We're going with favorites already.
Well, we said we're going to start with the good, bad, and the ugly.
We'll start with the good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's start with the first girl.
Yeah, they started with a good one.
Diamond
White, who, you know, she's young and she came prepared again, very confident and likable, lovable. Like, there's nothing wrong with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
She tackled Whitney Houston. I have nothing. Come on. Yeah. Usually, at first, I thought it was going to be a train wreck. Mm-hmm. You know, when you just hear,
yeah,
dun,
Whitney
dun,
Houston.
Dun, dun. Mm-hmm. But she made different choices.
I thought you were going to keep going.
No.
Okay, that's okay.
No. Next time. No, Melissa's going to do it.
Something.
I won't.
Someone had to. Yeah.
I won't put you on the spot. Okay. That's next week. Yeah. No, but she made different choices that I've never seen, and they kind of worked. Yeah. They really did, because overall, I thought she was great. Some of the choices, I just give her an A for trying those choices. Mm-hmm. For even in the intro, that first line, she completely gave it a run.
Right? Yeah. I mean, she's exceptionally talented, a way better singer than a lot of the other people. So I think they wanted to start with her to scare everyone.
Yeah, and that has to be so hard, because especially with somebody with such a huge voice, it's hard, especially if, say, the next person is more like acoustic act, like a soft rock or something, who is very good, but it's like somebody backflipping in a hip hop dance song. Yeah. I can't do that. I'm just.
Mm-hmm. So. That's true. It's like a certain style that's very powerful, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean it's the best style.
Correct.
So
she definitely set the bar pretty high. I mean, she has the whole package, I think. She looks the part. She's young. She's exciting. She's got great stage presence. She has an amazing voice, obviously, too. So what I think is really interesting is that we forget, or I mean, I forget that all those people that meet at the boot camp, they don't know each other. They're all from different cities. So they've never, other people get to interact backstage in certain cities, but they're all kind of seeing each other for the first time and have no clue who's really got it, mm-hmm. So I think that's really interesting.
It's true.
Who wanted to follow her, but, she was a tough, like you said, set the bar high. But there was other people that stood out, let's say David Corey.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Mm-hmm. I know you're a big fan. I remember you really were.
I just love that he's different. He has a cool style, and it's never like he's trying too hard. He is who he is, and his range is just ridiculous. He's saying Mercy, and just he gave it his all, and it's.
That's a good song choice.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Who sings that again, Melissa?
Duffy. Sorry. It's not my name.
No, it's not.
No, it's a joke, because they sing it in all these competitions in Idol and Duets, and I've asked you every single time, who sings it?
Really?
That
a joke? Oh, you both knew about the joke.
Yeah.
You didn't know. Sorry you were asking.
Sorry.
He particularly looks like he's having the best time when he's performing, too. And I think that just brings out the best in the judges, too, because they were noticeably, impressed and entertained. And just when someone's having fun on stage, everyone else around them has fun. Yeah. So that's what I really liked about him.
Well, now, remember, he's trying to get back to meet his birth mom. So he has a lot more at stake. What's wrong, Michelle?
That's just so much pressure. I mean...
But he's delivering.
Yeah. No, I mean... apart from the singing, it's not hopefully his birth mom. If she was watching, it wouldn't be like, well, let's see if he's talented enough for me to call. Yeah. Let's see how good he is. How far does he make it? Even though it might be like if he's making money or whatever, then that's a whole nother thing.
Good point.
But
but they really didn't go into any stories because there were a million people to go through. So.
Yeah, the only person they kind of went into again was
Willie,
that was the beginning. They always, Jessica Espinoza really, they always talk about her rough past.
Yeah.
And then she was a shock.
Yeah.
Jessica Espinosa, because, even Demi was like, you're the one I remember your first and last name and all this.
I know.
She was
some more pressure.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
She's the one from San Antonio and had the heartwarming story that she was singing for money. She was, which, I don't know if she was homeless or.
Well, she was the one that she and her whole family, all of her uncles and aunts were all living in one tiny apartment, right?
Yeah. 30 people.
I think the house. No. That's Dinah J. This is a girl from San Antonio.
Thanks, JC. He gets us together.
I mean, she's definitely got a similar story, but.
There is a few of those. But Jennifer, or Jessica Espinosa, she had the red streaks in her hair and the big voice, who was wonderful for the audition.
Yeah, sure.
And this time it was.
But she didn't pick the right song the second
you
time
said
around.
That.
Yeah. It was all a mess.
What was the song?
I don't remember what the song was.
But it was very rough. It was very rough, but you could tell she has a cool tone. It was just, I think you even said it, JC, when we were watching, half of it was brilliant, half of it was not that great.
Yeah, it was
we were split in the room, because Nick, I thought you kind of liked it. Or was
I thought the talent was there. I mean, Nerves kind of came through tonight, obviously, and I think her original audition was better than tonight. But I mean, she's still talented. And, yeah. I thought it was pretty good, but I mean, obviously, the judges have the final say. They're not going to come to me.
Do you think
Do you think it's something maybe we're not seeing? Because we were pretty split. Like you and I give you some points, like saying, well, I thought she was great. And I was like, yeah, I could see her going either way. But they were pretty just adamant, like, you know, she's out.
Yeah.
She was nervous and whatnot. So is there stuff we're not seeing that's left on the editing bay, perhaps?
Maybe. And I think the bar is really high, you know. So it's kind of like you just got to – I think they're also looking for the package, the X factor, you know. Maybe she just didn't have it.
Okay, what do you guys think, though – Well, okay. What do you guys think about everybody else watching on stage while the person's...
Definitely pressure.
Added pressure.
Is that
our next topic? Am I skipping ahead?
No, that's a good topic.
It's a good topic. I mean, is this something that they did last year, or is this a brand new thing?
I'm trying to remember.
They did not do this last year.
Yeah, because that, like... That just throws a whole different. It's a huge curveball to throw at them because I mean you're trying to be friends with them and trying to you know.
Yeah, and if they're doing the same song.
Great. Yeah, exactly. And it's great to do you know if you do well and to sit back down and like.
Yeah.
But if you do bad, it's like, hey, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, you were so good.
Yeah, hopefully your first audition was awesome. Yeah.
Michelle, you brought up something great, Amir. If you could find us like some boxing ding ding, that would be awesome, because. Of the battle between
the showdown.
Yes, the showdown between CC Frey and
Paige.
Thank you. Yes. What do you guys think of them just pitting them? You know, do you think it's editing as well?
Yes.
Definitely, partly editing. But I'm sure that once they've found... Oh, okay.
It's that
I'm
kind
sure
of fight.
I'm sure that once they found out that then it was competitive. I'm sure there's a competitive... competitive energy in the room anyway, especially with the girls and people that are like you or that may sound like you or something. And they're both doing the same song. And it was like, I don't think anyone should do that song ever again.
Okay.
No one's going to do it better than Whitney Houston.
Yeah. The other sad thing is that Paige did a really good job, but I think she was nervous, very nervous.
Well, she didn't come on trying to like... Excuse my French, but suck Simon.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
You didn't even
took you a while
that.
To get there, but you got there.
You got there.
But, she was doing that. It was obnoxious.
Yeah, no. It was. Okay. But Cece was
who did you guys
super
like?
Super confident. I mean, I don't like Cece as a person, but I think she did a better job.
Yeah, I don't want to like her.
Yeah.
I think Paige has the full package, though. And this song, I believe Cece won, though.
Yeah.
Nick, you're a Hollywood insider. What do you think?
Well, based on my inside scoop, I think she's really hot. And
which one? Who?
Sorry, I'm talking about Cece. Oh. Cece is my favorite out of the two. I think she's got the voice.
Even though she's painted
I love the leopard half face. It's kind of like Mike Tyson meets a festival where you have to get a rub off tattoo.
Kind of your type.
Totally my type. I mean, I think she was. I think she looked the part. She sounded the part. She had confidence. I think she sang the song better. And good for her. She didn't meet Simon in the audition, and she totally hit it off with him in the first 5 seconds. And you want Simon on your side.
Yeah,
good
she's
point.
So weird.
So yeah. She had.
So weird though. Like she's beautiful. She is a pretty girl, and she has a great voice. Just. Don't give her so much camera time. Just let us hear her sing.
Yeah, she's a weirdo.
I would, because I really want to like her a lot, because she is brilliant. She has the whole thing going on. And that's the thing, too, with her having to go up against Paige and to, you know, follow somebody on that huge song. She didn't for a second even doubt herself.
No.
She came and she just
well, yeah.
But maybe I just.
Well, Simon said one of you nailed it and one of you didn't. Who do you think nailed it?
Thanks.
Well, the one that was flirting with him.
Yeah, Cece.
I'm
going
to say that's who he's talking
because,
about.
Because, okay, first of all, I don't think that Paige had, I mean, she was either nervous or, unless you can so easily go to that place that Whitney Houston goes as like
that.
Effortlessly as it still feels like reaching, because for any normal human voice, it is.
Mm.
But I don't think Paige hit them as as on and as purely and powerfully as Cece did. I mean, Cece did say on a scale of 1 to 10 in confidence, I'm a 25.
Yeah, so that's, I don't know, that's pretty high.
Is that good? That's really is that good?
Let's ask the mathematician.
Okay, but wait.
25 out of how many?
You guys are ragging on Cece, and y'all, I think it seems like.
I think we have someone who has a crush on Cece.
Yeah, I'm ragging on her.
Can we get her as a guest?
He's ready to date her.
He's ready.
But I'm saying this for a reason. Okay, when they first interviewed Madonna, and I think it was Dick Clark, and he said, Madonna, where do you see yourself?
Like in the 80s.
Yes.
Okay.
And she said, I see myself taking over the world. And she did.
Yeah, but she was on Dick Clark already.
I know, but the... But these things happen. I'm telling you, like
Madonna pisses me off too.
But you know, but Cece's doing that as well. So you know, bravo to her. Simon, like you said, Simon's gonna like that. He's gonna see the steel in her eyes. He's been saying that. Mm. He's been saying that all season. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think Paige might wither. I think Paige, like you said, the confidence. I think just Paige is not gonna make it.
I think. Wow. I don't think so. Paige, she has everything. She is.
Yeah. She's the whole package.
And she looks like Rihanna, though.
That's yeah.
I don't think that matters.
That's a great thing.
That's not a bad thing.
She has a complete package, and I mean,
Cece looks like a white girl.
Yeah, and I think
I do too. I'm just saying, everybody like could look like everybody. You know,
yeah,
what I
looking
mean?
The part, Paige I think wins. It feels to me like with the whole leopard skin thing, it's almost like she has to do that to stand out.
Right.
Hey, you know what? One time, this was like 5 years ago, I went to a birthday party at the club that was called Aerie at the time. It's now Greystone Manor on La Cienega in Hollywood, and there was someone performing who had stuff all over her face. I was like, this girl was really out there, but yeah, she's kind of good. And that was Lady Gaga, okay?
Whoa.
So she had stuff on her face,
what
too.
What do you mean stuff?
But now it's been done, dude. Now she's the one that did it.
It was like a leopard type, Gaga type thing. Okay. It wasn't
you
leopard.
You are giving Cece Frey like a lot of
I'm not
credit.
Saying it's, yeah, I don't know. It's just
I'm not saying she's going to be Lady Gaga, but I think she'll make it past boot camp.
I think I get the need and the want to like do something different and like extra and do something like that. So and Lady Gaga does it.
Yeah.
As you can tell, this is good. We're really just talking about it, kind of battling and debating on who we like, why we like them, what reasons we like them for, and things like that. So
Think about like the marketability. What we like about Kelly Clarkson is that she's like a girl next door or whatever. This girl, I would not want to be her friend.
Okay.
Cece.
All right.
I would want to hang out with Kelly Clarkson.
I think we should move on, actually, because we've given that. Because tomorrow they're having a little, the one-on-one, and we'll talk about in predictions who we think who takes out who.
Cece, you can tweet Nick Collins for a date, I think
Cece,
he wants to.
Cece, it's at the Nick Collins. And I'll be waiting.
Do we have creeper music?
Candy.
No, that's fine. I'm kidding.
We can just put, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Nice.
How do we get out of that one? I want to go, let's move on. Like, let's say Bino Alan.
Alan.
Mm-hmm. Or anyone that stood out. Any other good artist.
Yeah, he was
standouts.
Yeah.
Who else stood out for you?
For me, Janelle.
Yeah,
100%.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, Janelle is an amazing voice, and she has a lot of sex
crazy
appeal.
Sex appeal.
Yes,
yeah.
The craziest.
That's what your notes say.
Yeah, but I was also quoting.
Yeah, there are quotes around it.
Demi Lovato had said that.
Oh yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she
has the whole. She's really good. She's young. Has that rocker, different feel. Like her originality is through the roof.
Yeah, she's like Pat Benatar. She's so cool.
She has like an essence about her. She may not have the strongest voice out of all the contestants, but she has that it. I do see her. I think she was even better this audition than her first audition, which, you know, I see her being a pop package.
Yeah, she no nerves. She just worked the stage, walked around through like the crowd, and like it was awesome.
And she really likes her hair. She's always doing the hair thing. Ooh, la, la, la. Okay, I'm not going to say
that. She kind of seems, when she's just talking on stage, kind of like Girl Next Door-y, and then put a mic in her hand, and she is just a firecracker.
Yeah.
It's insane. Maybe not the best voice out of the whole group, but definitely original and stage presence and definitely sex appeal. I'm going
to
say it.
Do you need to have the best voice? Do you need to have the best voice to make it in today's music industry?
No way.
But on the X Factor, you have to have a really, really amazing voice.
But you do have to be really unique, too.
Yeah. And that's the one thing, too. If, you know, coming into it, it was like, all right, come to the stage and do something original with the song. Not everybody did that.
Yeah. No.
So, I mean, even like with the Whitney Houston songs, they kind of just did it how she did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is it more impressive to you guys if somebody comes out and belts Whitney Houston or somebody takes a song and just makes it their own, and even though it's not showing vocally as much?
Yeah. To me, it's cool when they make their own, because I've heard Whitney Houston do the song.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's kind of like Emblem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did that. I think it was way cooler that they like took that song. It's the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Want to know who I am?
And they made it like this crazy cool thing. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, they definitely brought it together towards the end. I was scared at first, like, oh, come on. And then
it was like all over the place.
Yeah, well, he kind of started off kind of slow when the mic wasn't very loud.
Were all three singing this time? Because I remember for the first audition, it was just two of them.
Yeah,
they were all mouthing. They're all moving their mouths.
They did the harmony at the end, too, like a small little harmony tail end. So
the youngest brother still didn't have a major role, but I mean, he's along for the ride. just going back, I would definitely agree that originality, I think, kind of plays a bigger part in, you know, being on stage and everything. But if you're going to tackle Whitney Houston songs and sing them nearly as good as she can, then I'm all for singing a song as close to the original.
Yeah, I mean,
in that respect.
Yeah.
It's a tough call because, remember, the instruction was to pick one song and make it your own. They said that in the beginning of the episode.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's, I think I even wrote it down. In my 14 pages of notes.
Well, then 95% of the people didn't do that.
Right. Yeah. But it's kind of hard. Yeah. I mean, because it's only their second time really in front of them. So,
well, it's hard if you do Whitney Houston.
But look at Diamond White. She made that run in the beginning. She did change a lot of things. I feel like I'm the Diamond White Club.
Can we go back to Vino Alan real quick?
Of course.
Yes.
Your cousin?
Yeah, Vino Alan, yes. his style is so cool because it's so different and it's so unexpected. So his originality is crazy, too. I wanted to see him, like, that song... I wouldn't say he nailed it, but you could definitely tell that he has a bright future with X Factor. I think he made it through at the end. But not just because he looks like the guy on Stained. I want to hear him sing like Outside. I think that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that just really popped out. I was like, I have to write that down.
Yeah.
I feel like he has an untold story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of pain, a good pain in his voice. It really makes his voice better, but just in his face too and just everything. I think there's something that we don't know yet.
Yeah.
And I hope that we find out.
He's the Josh Krajicek with the edge.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And he reminded me of Chris Cornell.
So would you mix the two of those?
I'm not mixing
people?
Them. No.
Okay. Like a
fusion.
Yes, I think we should fuse Chris Cornell and Josh Krajicek, and then we get Vino Alan.
Ooh, okay.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go. Fusion this week. Yeah, no, but I thought he was great, Mark. I actually really liked him.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I didn't think he 100% nailed it, but
yeah,
I just tied up the loose ends.
Did he go through? Sure. Did he go through?
I don't even know.
I absolutely.
I think he won the whole competition.
No, you can tell by.
I saw him in the montage of winners.
Anyone else that stood out to
well,
you?
Well, do you want to talk about Tara Simon?
Tara.
My God, she is cray cray. She's one of those.
Did she stay or did she?
She's staying.
She did.
Absolutely.
She did. She oversang it again.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it's like different when you're having fun on stage and the people that are watching you aren't having as much fun as you are. And it's like, I wish that I could feel how much fun she was having.
Yeah, she definitely felt it.
Because she's like, I want to do it again. I think she just has like a screw loose. I think she's super talented that she's just a little crazy.
You ever notice that CeCe Frey and Tara Simon are never at the same place at the same time? I wonder if they're the same person.
Could be the same.
That's funny.
No. Good conclusion to draw.
The 200 people there. No, but here's the thing. But Tara, actually, I was reading an article about her this week, and she blames it on editing. That she's been completely edited the wrong way. And
a crazy person would do that.
Yeah. Nope.
No, I think that's possible.
And it happens. And
It happened. It's a show. Yeah,
it happened last week. Last week, I guess they had a little tete-a-tete, little head-to-head versus Gene Simmons' daughter.
Oh, right.
And notice I said Gene Simmons' daughter because she hates it when you say Gene Simmons' daughter. Yeah.
Wait, where was she?
They kept showing her, but yeah, she didn't go. Or, I mean, she did.
Well, Gene Simmons wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure they didn't give her as much camera time.
No camera time for
I'm
her.
I'm sure then. She went through. Sorry, but probably a lot because she's Gene Simmons' daughter.
Well, this is what Tara had to say. She literally got on Facebook right away and put a big, huge note, and I'm going to read it. Quote. Oh. Here's the quote.
JC got on her Facebook right away.
I did not get on her Facebook. I was just scouring X Factor little gossip news. And coming up later.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Quoting Tara, I'm going to say this once. They can edit you however they want, and that is proven with my audition tonight. They took different facial expressions throughout the day and used them to paint a picture, including my facial expression after that girl by the mirror answered my question, which a producer told me to ask. Sophie and I, that's Gene Simmons' daughter, Sophie and I are still friends today. Please spread the word. And, like, all her fans, like, they're all over her Facebook and saying, you know, we support you. We know that it's – they're trying to create storylines.
She already has fans.
She already has fans.
Well, you know what? This is reality TV.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. They're going to do that. They do crazy things on reality TV to make it look like there's drama when there's not.
So they're doing that to CeCe Frey.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah.
Your girlfriend.
They CGI'd the leopard print on her face. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're so right.
Yeah,
that would almost be an awesome job to be an editor and just like make.
Just manipulate everything.
Like you turn in your paper, like your project at the end of the day. Like, look what I created. And they're like, wow, that didn't even happen. Yeah. Like, oh, let's use it.
I mean, that came out of nowhere.
Hold on. Nick wants
whether they edit people in, you know, good light or bad light, the only way to get a connection with any contestant, especially in a talent-based show, is you have to create some sort of storyline.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just see them on stage, they sing, and then you're like, that was good, but I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about them. So, I mean, yeah, it might just be too dramatic. It might not be real, but I think that's the only way to actually connect with anybody, and obviously it worked for me and CeCe.
Yep.
Clearly it worked. Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about somebody that didn't do great tonight, but he still made it through. Johnny Maxwell.
Yeah.
He had that great audition where he did his original song. And
how does that one go, Mark?
How does it go?
All these people.
Yeah. We should sing it again. But I was hoping that they were going to give him a second chance, and he made it through. But
I'm surprised they did.
Yeah.
I
didn't think his image, and he's like a cool dude, so I think that's why they sent him through.
What song did he sing?
He did All These People, but tonight he did.
Tonight.
It was a rap song, I think. He forgot the lyrics. Yeah, he forgot the lyrics.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the Puff Daddy, the P. Diddy song.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was going to say B.I.G. or
what's
something.
What's the name of it?
If chat roll, if you guys are listening or watch Tower Base,
or
in case you're watching,
tweet at us. I'll check.
Yeah, tweet us the title for sure. But I was surprised. I thought, was anyone surprised that he stayed? That Johnny Maxwell stayed?
I was hoping, but
yeah.
And that's another thing we're going to talk about, the nerve wracking thing.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about that actually.
Yeah,
because like for him and a lot of other people, you know, coming into this, it seemed like they're a lot more nervous than they were in the first round.
Yeah.
Does that happen? I mean, like callbacks, because we're all in the business. We all go through it. I went through it today.
I know that sometimes when you get closer to the job or the moving on, it gets worse because it's more real because you're closer. And then what now if you lose it after you've been through the first one?
Well, then you feel like you have something to lose.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I feel like also surrounding yourself with all of your competitors, that is probably more nerve-wracking than
And he's young. Stage. He's what, like 16?
I believe
he's like 15 or 16. Yeah. And so you're saying just give him a pass, you know, because the talent's there. He just had an off performance.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely happens.
It happens.
This is Johnny,
not
right?
When you're 16. Yeah.
I mean, he forgot the... So there was another contestant that forgot the lyrics, too. And I almost feel like...
The 12-year-old?
Yeah, I almost feel like they should have given him another shot. I mean, if they're going to let Johnny... through. I mean, I think he's still got a lot of potential and he's got a lot to offer, but I almost felt like they should have given the other kid a chance.
But the only thing is, like, well, and I know the other kid was only 12, so he didn't really know what to do except for just like stop and like apologize. But Johnny kind of just made up his whole thing. So while they're saying, oh, he messed it up, he forgot. He was just rapping.
Just going. Yeah. He's like, and me, and you,
that's all you can do.
Here's the thing, though. You just brought up a great point. The fact that he kept going. It shows him because in this business you learn that when you mess up, you keep going.
Yeah.
It's how you recover.
I made up a whole verse like 2 weeks ago at a show. I swear to God I did. Because I was so worried about everything. I was like getting the show together. And in the second verse, my mind went somewhere else and I made up like a whole verse.
Yeah, no, I've made up. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, if you just make stuff up and keep going with it, most of the times people will not even notice.
Yeah, if you just sing it as confidently as you can.
It's the time that you stop and apologize. That's when it all goes downhill.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. Everyone knows something went wrong, and then your nerves take over, and it's done. It's game over.
Oh, it's like an avalanche. It's like a snowball effect. Sure. Yeah. So no, because think about like the Frank Sinatra guy. Nick Perelli.
That was sad.
Fantastic first audition.
So good.
Yeah.
And what happened to that second audition?
That was weird.
That's the only way to describe it. It was weird.
Yeah, like, what is going on?
Now, they didn't give him a free pass, and he was gone, right? They cut him?
Yeah, I think they're out of passes.
Out of free ones, at least.
No, I'm just trying to think. Anyone? Yeah. What about Willie Jones?
Willie Jones. I thought he was good, I think.
I like him.
Yeah, I like that guy.
Brittany's very confused by him.
She hates him.
He doesn't fit anywhere.
I love how they are racking focus back to the country singer, who they didn't even end up showing.
I know.
But... It was just so funny, the one guy, the cowboy hat.
He was giving him some hate,
supposedly.
Yeah. He was laughing
editor.
At him.
Right. Yeah, editor, we know what you're up to.
He was like laughing about it, but it could have totally been editing.
Could have been
know.
3 hours before he started singing.
Yeah, he's like, sucks.
But if I were that country guy, I would be like, oh, damn, there's someone that has something that, like, I don't, that's, like, not typical, doesn't look like the typical, like, they have an advantage.
High-top fade? Because he has the high-top fade, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No. I wonder if they'll pair them up tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, of course they will.
I guess I don't wonder
Are you the editor?
I wonder.
No.
I think Mark set us up with that one. I think he knew where we were going to go with that. Yeah. No, but you know what? Here's the thing with Willie Jones.
Okay. He hates me now.
Pens are flying over here. Like, Michelle and Mark are fighting, and Melissa's always hated me, and Nick is the peacekeeper.
I'm just always hated
I'm just chilling. No. I'm no mathematician or anything, but... I'm just hanging.
Nice. No, but the
thing. I don't know where it's going with that.
No. The thing with Willie Jones is that he could break barriers. He may not have the strongest voice, but he just the fact that, you know, just he's got the high top fade. He's got that. Who's ever looked like him on CMT?
Yeah, well, that's the thing,
nobody.
Too. Yeah, well, there's, like, only been a couple black country singers. The guy from Hootie and the Blowfish, what's his name? And then Cowboy Troy is another guy who kind of started breaking the barrier, and I think he fits in.
I don't even think it's his skin color. It's more so just even his style. He's got, like, the hip-hop. It's kind of like, let's say, when, like dance music and hip-hop has been combining the last few years.
Right.
Like, they're now... Could country and hip hop maybe? I don't know.
Well, yeah, I feel like Taylor Swift kind of made country and pop popular, you know, and everyone loves her. I think he can make that transition possible for, you know, country and I don't know, maybe hip hop, maybe just something hipsterish. He looks pretty hipster.
Different. Whatever he has, I think it's good. I think it's cool, and I would like to hear an original song by him.
I think it's good too.
Yeah, it'd be that'd be really interesting to see, you know, if he comes up with something original and whatnot. But X Factor becomes social commentary.
I like that. It's like breaking a stereotype.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, think about it. We got Panda. We've got the gentleman who last week he lost, like...
What about Panda?
Lost, like, no, but these aren't your cookie-cutter pop artists.
Oh, yeah. Not your X Factor, what you would think.
What you would think. Yeah, you know? True. Like Susan Boyle. You know?
Was that X Factor or Britain's Got Talent?
On Susan Boyle, and you know, that's a good call. I'm not sure.
But either way, she broke that barrier.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the gentleman last week who, he was 900 pounds, and he's down to, like, he's 540, and...
That is nuts.
It could be inspirational. I mean, he could inspire people, and the music as well. I mean, he had a pretty good voice.
Great.
Yeah, I thought he had an amazing voice.
You know? I really hope he just hires a nutritionist or something.
No, he's working on it. No,
yeah.
He, and,
well, yeah, if he was 900 pounds. That,
no, Simon put him
lost.
To the task.
Yeah.
In a way, he was kind of like, sorry if we're talking about last week's competitor, but it's all in the context of X Factor trying to find something beyond just a singing competition. This guy, Simon took him to task kind of like with Chris Renee.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like
he challenged Chris Renee to, you know, to kick the drugs and to stay with him, and he'll stand by him. And Simon told I forget his name.
Yeah.
If you lose the weight, when you stand up, I'll be standing right next with you. I'll be standing right by you.
Yeah.
So it's more than that, you know. Yeah. So there's a lot more to the show, and I think hopefully we'll see him tomorrow night. But
personally, I would like to see him stand on national television.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I'm rooting for him.
That'd be pretty awesome. That's a great storyline. Way to go, editing.
True. So anyone else stand out, guys? What do you guys feel? Any good, bads? I think we've covered most of them.
Well, yeah. We have to talk about... I wrote them down.
We really have to talk about
it. Our friend Michael.
Oh, will be
a jet set, who should either be calling in or coming in maybe next week. And anyway, he was there. He was part of the group, one of the groups. And I thought that their group was really good.
Jet Set was a group.
Well, the little previews we've gotten from them, because we haven't really fully seen them perform yet.
Yeah, just little things.
Yeah, like a blip. But coming up in the next few episodes, we'll probably see Jet Set. And we're going to have them in hopefully really soon to talk about their experience on X Factor. If they're still in, what they can give us, what insider info.
So do you know anything about them? Like, are they good, Jet Set?
I mean, from what I saw, they're good.
Just because I feel like they were grouped together with Citizen and Level.
Yeah, I know.
Kind
they
of like
all...
in like the weird, not necessarily that it was bad, just we didn't really see anything. It just kind of seemed like they were throwaways.
Right.
And then
right.
they kind of focused on Emblem 3. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you know anything about it, I...
Hopefully we'll have them in real soon.
Yes.
I will hear from them.
Yes, we will.
Ooh, so keep tuned, guys. So I think that pretty much does it for the little bit of recap in our topics. But so you want to move on to some... Newsy type stuff with Nick.
Newsy type stuff
with TV News,
aka stuff I googled. Just kidding. What do you want to hear first? You want to hear a couple of quotes from LA Reid, maybe from CeCe Frey, my new girlfriend. Maybe some host news. Who's gonna?
Well, let's hear some quotes from CeCe Frey.
Well, it's a quick one, but according to this is all about the boot camp and how demanding it is. CeCe goes, it is totally cutthroat. I better watch it. And she's just referring to just how competitive the boot camp is and everything. And Ellie Reid chimed in with a quote of his own saying, I love the idea of going to boot camp and really turning it up for these contestants and making it even tougher for them because of the first audition. God knows how long they've rehearsed for their first audition. When they get to boot camp, they don't have any time to prepare. So now it's like we're separating the boys from the men and seeing who really has the X Factor. And that is exciting to me. Also, another interesting story is, who do you think out of the judges would be able to survive the X Factor? Ellie Reid was asked, you know, if Britney went through it, if Demi Lovato went through it, do you think that they'd be able to handle it? Ellie said, I think that both Britney and Demi would have been able to handle it, says Ellie Reid, 56, confidently. These girls are really talented, and they were trained to work hard. They didn't become a success because they were slackers. Both of them worked really, really hard coming up the ranks. He also chimed in to say that he doesn't want to be seen as the nice guy anymore. Last season, he thought he was too nice. He thinks he's pretty nice again this season, and if he's invited back for the third season, he kind of wants to have a little bit more of an edge. He likes the dynamic that Simon and Brittany are kind of the mean judges, and him and Demi are kind of, you know, the nice ones. Do you guys think that he's a nice judge?
I think he's nicer this season than last. I thought he was he had like a stiff upper lip in that in the first season. I thought he was kind of
His moments for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think he's necessarily nice, but he's nice in comparison to Simon.
Right.
He just doesn't like go out of his way to creatively think of ways to put people down.
I think he's a little bit more compassionate when it comes to having to put somebody down. Absolutely, right. But yeah, he might want a little bit more edge next time.
Any news on hosts? Any news there?
Word on the street is that they will be making an announcement this week, and it's looking like, from what I've read in my sources and my mathematic team, that it's looking like Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez will be co-hosting The X Factor. Both said that if they give them the opportunity, they are extremely excited. Kim Kardashian also weighed in, saying, if there's a way to vote for Khloe, then vote for her. So that was
that nice. Was, glad they, nice. Glad
that
they
was
put that
Kim's
in.
Quote. And then, yeah, that'll obviously be adding a lot more to this already probably large budget for The X Factor. But both, you know, I think that we're going to be coming to an answer pretty soon. And we won't know for sure until the show goes live in November. But right now, it's looking like they're going to make an official announcement, hopefully by the end of this week.
Sweet.
Wow.
I love that. I love Mario Lopez.
Yeah? And I love Khloe.
As a host. No, I just think he'd be perfect for this. And her, that'd be a good blend.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how she does it, her style and things.
Yeah, yeah. I know. It'll be interesting to see, for sure. So anything else for us, Nick? Is that it for news?
I'm going to leave you with that.
Leave us wanting more.
Thanks, I'm going to leave you wanting more.
Mathematically.
There we go. Newsy time stuff with Nick. Now let's, so I guess that
on next week's show, we're going to do fractions.
Yeah.
Hot.
I love fractions. All right. Let's move on to, I guess, predictions.
Yep.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, here at the X Factor AfterBuzz, we, instead of, you know, because we really haven't gotten into the eliminations and whatnot, we're starting to get there with the boot camp, but who is your favorite performer of the evening? Let's start off with that first, starting with Melissa.
I'm going to say Diamond White.
Oh.
Or...
And you don't get an or.
No. Diamond White, you know what? Because I'll tell you why. I think, what was her name? Janelle Garcia. I thought she was a little too sexy.
not
the right audience.
Enough.
Not the right audience.
Hey, I'm with you.
We're outnumbered.
You know?
Is too sexy bad, though?
I don't. I kind of think so.
The guys are not backing you up. We're just quiet.
No one. I didn't expect any support.
Is that so?
Thank you.
Hold on, Amir. Are you applauding for her being too sexy or not sexy enough? We're putting you on the spot, Amir. See, we're interactive here, buddy.
I think he's trying to...
Too sexy.
Yeah, thank you.
Too sexy.
Too sexy.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Diamond. You know, I love Janelle. I love her voice. Yeah, but, you know, it's a little... Yeah. Diamond White all the way.
Okay. Mark.
All right.
As I look to Michelle.
I really like Janelle as well, but I'm going with Diamond as well, man. She has the total package, and they started with her, and I feel like they started with the strongest.
Yeah.
We saw.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone differ? Nick, what do you think?
My prediction?
Who's your favorite?
My favorite. You know, I also really liked Janelle, but maybe no surprise to this group, I'm going to go with Cece Frey. I think that she was great. I think between her and Paige, she had the better voice.
I feel like I know exactly what kind of girls you date.
You'd be surprised. but no, I don't know what it is about her. She's got, I want to hear more from her.
We have Cece on the line.
Oh, we have Cece on the line?
Just joking.
Good one.
Can you
Good
put one, it through Amir. To my cell?
Yeah, just... Nick will be in there in a second.
Amir, that was awesome. I want to hear more from you in following episodes from now on, man. That was awesome. Because I really thought it was Cece.
So that would have been awesome.
JC, what do you think?
what was that?
Never mind.
Or
who is my favorite tonight? I'm gonna change it up. I something about Vino Alana I liked.
Your cousin.
My cousin, yeah.
Nice.
That's what he liked about him.
There's just something there. I think he's gonna be able to do a lot of things. If they can teach her how to sing, and I know you two, the Macedo twins, are going to kick my butt. Tara Simon, the oversinger, because she has the Joshua Ledet syndrome from American Idol. He was this guy that when he started, he would just be very churchy, over the top, but they taught him, he learned how to rein it in.
Yeah.
And I think if you could do that with Tara, she has so many tricks that she can do. She's got so many little tools that she can pull from.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to, I think she was my, I'm judging it on potential tonight with her, I guess, but Vina was my actual favorite performer.
Well, if you were going to ask me.
Well, she asked me.
Oh, right. But I was just going to say Diamond White, definitely.
A lot of Diamond fans.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got three Diamonds.
This is an expensive show.
All right. One.
Ladies love the Diamonds.
All right. So that's it for us tonight. Melissa, where can they find you?
At Melissa Macedo M.
And Michelle.
You can find me at Macedo Music.
Find me at Mark E. Allen.
Find me at The Nick Collins.
And you can find me at The Everyday Man. And you can find all of us at AfterBuzz TV. So for Melissa, Michelle, Mark, Nick, I'm JC, and we'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.